April 3, 1915. Just as heaven is above the earth with its lights so that man may live, the soul needs the heaven of the divine will. My always adorable Jesus continues to come every now and then, but without changing his look of threats and chastisements. If sometimes he delays, he comes with such a look as to move to pity, tired, exhausted. He attracts me to himself and transforms me into himself. Then he enters into me and transforms himself into me. He wants me to kiss his wounds, one by one, to adore them and to offer reparation. Then, after he has made me soothe his most holy humanity, he tells me, my daughter, it is necessary that I come to you every once in a while to take rest in you, to be soothed, to pour myself out. Otherwise I would cause the world to be devoured by fire. And without giving me time to tell him anything, he escapes. Now, this morning, as I was in my usual state, and since he was delaying, I thought to myself, what would have happened to me during these privations of my sweet Jesus, if it wasn't for the holy divine volition? Who would have given me life, strength, help? Oh, holy divine volition, in you I enclose myself, in you I abandon myself, in you I rest. Ah, all run away from me, even suffering, and even that same Jesus who once seemed unable to be without me. You alone do not escape from me, O holy will of God. Please, I beg you, when you see that my weak forces can take no more, reveal to me my sweet Jesus, whom you hide from me, and whom you possess. Oh, holy volition, I adore you, I kiss you, I thank you, but don't be cruel with me. As I was thinking and praying like this, I felt invested by a most pure light. And the holy volition, revealing Jesus to me, told me, my daughter, the soul without my will would have been like the earth without the heavens, stars, sun and moon. The earth in itself is nothing other than precipices, steep heights, waters and darkness. If the earth did not have a heaven above, which shows man the way to recognize the different dangers which the earth contains, man would go toward now falling, now drowning, etc. But there is a heaven above, especially with the sun, which says to man in a mute language, see, I have no eyes, no hands and no feet, but I am the light of your eyes, the action of your hand, and the step of your foot. And when I have to illuminate other regions, I'll leave you the shining of the stars and the light of the moon to continue my office. Now, as I gave a heaven to man for the good of his nature, to his soul too, which is more noble, I gave the heaven of my will, because the soul too contains precipices and steep heights, which are passions, virtues, tendencies and other things. If the soul moves out from under the heaven of my will, she will do nothing other than fall from sin to sin. Passions will drown her, and the heights of virtues will turn into abysses. Therefore, just as everything would be disordered and infertile on the earth without a heaven, the same happens in the soul without my will.